The Environmental Protection Agency is taking the long view on how it serves its employees, state and local governments, and businesses. Its Customer Experience Council seeks to improve the entire interaction with stakeholders, from first contact to final resolution. It's starting with its own internal technology services and eventually moving to the private sector. For its efforts, EPA won the inaugural Citizen Champions of Change Awards, handed out earlier this week in Washington. Jeff Wells is EPA's Director of the Office of Customer Advocacy, Policy, and Portfolio Management, and its Chief Customer Experience Officer. Corey Wagner is the EPA's Associate Director of Customer Advocacy and Communications, and Don Banks is the Deputy Chief Customer Experience Officer. They tell Executive Editor Jason Miller about the changes the council is bringing across EPA.
We chartered a Customer Experience Council about a year and a half ago, and it's comprised of senior-level managers from not just the Office of Environmental Information where we work, but from across the agency, including my two co-winners, Lynn-Ann Hitchens and Howard Osborne, from two other mission related offices in the EPA, the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, and the Office of Administration and Resources Management. And they, with our office, have basically the largest internal IT footprint in the agency that affects employees. And together, we chartered this council to try to improve the experience that our agency employees have with their information technology and information management, with the goal of learning and practicing first on family and then eventually expanding throughout our program offices and eventually to the public. But we thought it was a better idea to start with employees first, because that also affected employee engagement. And under the aegis of that Customer Experience Council, what we've done is chartered a number of activities, everything from surveying to conducting town halls, you know, websites, and a series of activities to try and drive change, not only change in attitudes and the experience that folks have with their information management and information technology that we provide, but also a series of activities to try and build bridges from EPA to other agencies to learn from them and to share best practices. And to, as well, try and create a culture oriented around customer experience here in the agency that will eventually affect the way we do business with the public.
Give me a sense of what really was the impetus to create this customer service, this focus.
Customer experience is really at the nexus of people, process, technology, and culture. And so there was a keen insight, I think, by our senior leaders, including our current acting CIO, Stephen Fine, to use customer experience to help drive culture and behavior change. And in fact, part of our strategy has been kind of do some pulse checking across the agency, and frankly, in all, it's been a lot more than pulse checking. It's been some serious data gathering and research in our first year of existence. And then in cooperation with the Customer Experience Council and our senior level managers, parley with them and figure out, okay, what are we going to do with this information? And what are the kinds of activities that we see we can do to drive change and improvement? Because at the end of the day, you know, we are only effective, as are most people now in their jobs, we're only as effective as our IT. And the better our IT and IM, our information technology and information management services are, the better job we're going to be able to do in protecting the environment and achieving mission success. So that's really what's driving it. And the wonderful thing is we have support, as I said, not just from within our office, but from executives across the agency.
Let's bring in Corey or Don as well. Talk about some of those activities that you guys have chartered to really kind of take the pulse, but do more than that, gather data and make change.
This is Corey. One of the things that we realized early on was that in order to make a difference, we'd have to be able to measure impact or measure change. And so we did create a rather robust performance metrics system using some of the standards for industry that we worked with a contractor to develop these performance metrics. We divided them into operational and other metrics. The operational metrics revolve around sort of the hard data, how many people are visiting our website, how many people are using a particular service we have called the IT Green Pages, which allows various employees within the EPA to come to a website and search for services that EPA offers as far as ITIM goes. And those are kind of the hard metrics. The softer metrics, which are more perception metrics, we actually measure through a survey that we put out to about half the agency twice a year. And I can let Dawn talk a little bit more about that.
Thanks, Corey. We put out a survey back in December. We heard from a good number of employees, and basically what we heard was that we're doing some things really well, but there are still opportunities for us to improve. And so what we're doing is taking that information, we're capturing it in what we call a customer experience action tracker. Within that tracker is the issue or concern or pain point, and we're working with subject matter experts across our organization as well as the two other organizations, our Office of Administration Resource and Chief Financial Office, to begin to resolve and solve for solutions. And we're making that information available on an internal website. It's our customer experience website, so people can go in and see the status of their question, the status of their issue. We have a team of 5 or 6 people that are continuously and constantly looking at those issues to make sure that we are looking for resolutions and updating the information so that the customer can be aware of what's going on.
Dawn, real quick, talk a little bit about what some of those issues are, even maybe broadly speaking. Are we talking about like issues like the help desk doesn't respond quickly? Or are we talking about more issues like I can't get a mouse because my mouse has been broken for a week and no one will give me a new mouse? So give me a sense of what some of those issues are.
One of the things we try to do and be very clear on is that we do have that help desk and we're not there to substitute for the help desk. They're still there. We're looking more systemically and at larger issues. So let's say, for example, security. People want to be able to do some things and have some administrative rights that would allow them to download or delete apps that are already approved in the agency. So if that's a problem and if it's causing some pain points and creating distractions in people's ability to do work, then we need to look across the agency to figure out how we can resolve that, address that, or at least communicate back to the rest of the agency why we can't do it at this time. So the issues are larger. They're more systemic. They're not the sort of one-off things that the help desk would probably address.
One of the other things that Dawn should talk about as well is the persona development and journey mapping that we've done, which has also given us, I think, some keener insights into, you know, the pain points that our customers may experience, but also sort of what they're looking for from us. Dawn?
Thanks, Jeff. Very early on, when we looked to stand up the program, we needed to do some research. We needed to understand who our customers were and what their needs were. And so we reached out and got support in terms of the tools and techniques and methodologies around customer experience. And persona development and journey mapping are key tools and techniques in customer experience. So what a persona development means is that we're looking at different segments of population within our agency and looking at what they represent, who they are, what typically their needs are, what their interactions are, what the various touch points are within our organization. And once we've understood who they are, then we can bring them together collectively with some of our subject matter experts and begin to map out those various touch points and interactions they have with our organization and with the services and support that we provide. And within those journey maps, we can also identify, you know, where the pain points are, where are they having hesitation and delays, and where are the moments that matter most for the customer. And so we've managed to do that. We've identified 6 different personas, which cover a range of roles and responsibilities within the agency, and we're beginning to drill down within those personas to look at the various journeys and address some of the issues and pain points.
You heard Jeff Wells, the EPA's Director of the Office of Customer Advocacy, Policy, and Portfolio Management, and its Chief Customer Experience Officer. Corey Wagner is the Associate Director of Customer Advocacy and Communications, and Dawn Banks is the Deputy Chief Customer Experience Officer. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.